so we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort that we ourselves receive from God. Don't you see how he anticipates his defense by implying the idea of a significant affliction? And you can also observe his modesty again when he states that the mercy was not shown due to their own merits, but for those who need their help. Because, he says, the reason God comforted us is so we could comfort each other. This also shows the superiority of apostles, illustrating that once they've been comforted and taken a brief rest, he doesn't just relax like us, but instead he moves on to revive, strengthen, and encourage others. Still, some interpret this as the apostles' message. Our solace is also that of others. But I believe that in this introduction, he's subtly criticizing false apostles, those empty braggers who merely sat at home and indulged in luxury. However, this is done subtly and tangentially, with the main purpose being to excuse his delay. He would be saying, if the reason we were comforted was so that we could comfort others too, don't fault us for not coming earlier, for that's what took up all our time, dealing with plots, aggression, and fears that we faced.